Spirit. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, the fourth Sunday in preparation for Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, on the first Sunday in Advent, the gospel reading centers on this question: when is Jesus, the Son of Man, coming? And the answer, only God knows. In the gospel reading, Jesus says that there will be signs, however, of his coming. The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. But even with these dramatic images, he makes it clear. The exact time is hidden. But concerning the day and the hour, Jesus says, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. However, aside from the signs, Jesus continues by giving two down-to-earth hints of his coming, of what his coming will be like. The first hint, Jesus says that it will be like that in the days of Noah. Remember Noah and his ark? People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving to marriage. So in other words, life would look normal. Normal. People busy with ordinary routines that fill every day. Work, meals, family life, responsibilities. And so Jesus suggests his coming may arrive not in the extraordinary, but in the ordinary. In days that look like any other day. Then Jesus gives us the next hint. Jesus says that the day of his coming is going to be like any normal working day. Two men in the field, two women grinding the mill. People heading to work, making the commute, doing tasks that fill their hours. And then in the middle of all that, the Lord appears. This raises a challenging question. So if Jesus showed up in the midst of our daily routine, what would we say? Oh Lord, not now. I'm busy. Come back later. I'm dealing with 100 things. Not today. I'm exhausted. Now at this point, the gospel reading shifts its focus from the question, when will he come, to the question of how do we prepare for his coming. Here Jesus answers how to prepare by giving the image of the Son of Man who comes like a thief in the night. If the own homeowner knew exactly when a thief would come, he would stay awake only for that hour. But because he does not know, he stays prepared at all times. Doors locked, lights on, the house secured. The same is true in our spiritual lives. Not knowing the time teaches us to stay awake. If we knew the exact moment Jesus would come, maybe we would be tempted to prepare just for that moment. But because we do not know, We keep watch. We prepare always. That is the call of the readings today. And that is the call of the Advent season. Prepare. Not by anxiety or fear, but by faithfulness, watchfulness, and renewed commitment to God. So the question boils down, how do we prepare then for the coming of the Lord? Especially in our time as we approach Christmas. To answer this, let us go back to the first example of Noah. How Noah prepared. Before the flood, life was ordinary. But Noah heard God's call, build an ark. He did not know how long it would take. Days, years, decades. But Scripture tells us Noah labored for how many years? 120 years before the moment finally came. This story of Noah's preparation teaches us that as followers of Christ, we must spend our life preparing continuously for God's coming, just as Noah spent years building the ark. Today, our church family of Jesus our Savior is our ark that we are invited to build together, making it a place where together as God's family, we prepare for the coming of the Lord. Our preparation includes, among other things, the renewal of our relationships with God, but also the renewal of our relationships with one another. Our preparation also should include a personal commitment to invite others to come into the ark, beginning with our family, then our neighbors, and then others in need. There will be many who will not come, but we should continue to invite. This is the important part of our preparation for Christmas during this Advent season. And we pray that we take it to heart. Amen.